Welcome to the Word on Fearless Networking. I'm Ken P. Marsh, your host. This is where we combine biblical principles and fearless networking principles to help you with your new business development, your job, career search, your professional and personal development. And guess what? We do all of that through Christian networking. Our biblical principle for today comes from Mark 10, verse 43 and 44. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be a servant of all. And our fearless networking principle is excerpt from an article I wrote called Developing an Attitude of Service. Here's a quote by Albert Schweitzer. I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I know. The only ones among you who will be really happy are those who will have sought and found how to serve. Wow. And I have that at, actually, it's also in Fearless Networking, second edition, chapter 10. And I'm delighted to introduce our listeners to Bill Proctor. He's career life coach, organizational consultant, motivational speaker, and principal at Next Step Career Management. Welcome, Bill Proctor.
Thank you, Ken Marsh. It's great to be here.
I'm delighted to have you. Always wanted you on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, looking at our biblical principle as well as our fearless networking principle, biblical principle talks about service. Our quote by Albert Schweitzer talks about service. How has this assisted you in your career coaching and career management profession?
Well, that's a great point. Serving others, being of service to others, reaching out to others mm-hmm. is a real key to building and developing lasting relationships.
Right, it is.
There's a whole sense in Scripture about being generous and giving. And I've read some secular material that studies that talk about people who give and are generous actually succeed better than people who don't.
Wow.
People who are so self-absorbed and interested in their own issues and problems oftentimes have a hard time with success. In fact, oftentimes have a hard time in networking, as you know, Ken.
Right.
You have to reach out. You have to give to build relationships.
That's right. And it comes back. You got to focus first on helping or contributing or serving the other person.
Absolutely.
And then
Absolutely.
That person will be more likely to want to do business with you because you show that you care. And that's important, right? Tell our listeners about Next Step Career Management. What are three or five services you provide? I want to know about this organization.
Well, Next Step Career Management came about a little over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it came about because I lost a couple of great jobs in my career. I hadn't lost jobs before. I was out of work wrestling with the whole issue of finding work. Got some outplacement services and coaching myself. And frankly, after the second one, it was a downturn in the economy. It wasn't me personally, but there were a lot of layoffs at two companies that I had been part of.
Right.
And out of that experience, I decided to take the coaching that came to me and become a career coach. At the time, it's interesting. I didn't know what a career coach was. I'd only read about it.
Right.
I'd experienced it in some outplacement services, but I decided I wanted to do that and make an impact and have a help people with transformed lives.
Right, and that's a service. So you were being a servant leader when you did that.
So I launched into it, mm-hmm. found another coach who had a similar experience to mine and had an established practice. I partnered with him and started learning, being mentored by him, coaching people, right. learning from them,
right.
and reading a lot about the process of coaching and careers. I decided early on that I didn't just want to help people find jobs, that I wanted to help people find change lives. So actually the process of identifying gifts and abilities and talents, i.e. I call it value proposition,
right.
being able to craft that, say that, and go forward with that and find an opportunity that fits that. That's Fantastic. What I wanted to do and be a little bit unique in the process. So I launched
like
Next Step Career Management a little over 10 years ago.
Fantastic. Well, tell us about Career Decisions as a program at St. Luke's United Methodist Church, right?
What
is the mission? I bet you it's very close to what you're talking about.
Very close to what I'm talking about, but it's the ministry side of what I do, and I decided some time ago that I wanted to give away 20% of all that I am and all that I do. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to set aside one day a week during my business week to run a ministry workshop, to minister to people, to help build faith, to lead people to Christ, et cetera, et cetera.
What are we supposed to be doing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I started that at St. Luke's United Methodist Church. It's interesting that I chose that, and I chose Houston as my target area.
Right.
That church was where I got married almost 20 years ago now.
Fantastic.
So my wife was a member there. We got married there. I took her to Dallas for a few years, and now we're back to the Houston area and working this practice and doing that. And St. Luke's became the logical place to, at least I thought, and they liked the idea, so I built a career ministry there that happens on Thursday afternoons.
And so what are some of the things you do at the career ministry for people who are looking for jobs or changing careers?
People looking for jobs, changing careers, the life coaching process gets into it, so a whole lot of life coaching, career coaching, and it's a very interactive program. We basically have people who sit in a semicircle around a room, sometimes one row, sometimes two deep, and they interact with me and each other relating to a lot of career topics, all of the major topics. Actually, we can go about 14 topics deep into it, and that's all about interviewing and negotiating and resumes and strategy and how to work with recruiters and on.
Networking.
Networking, that's the major component. So basically that's what we do, and we've had a whole lot of people. We've had probably 5,000-6,000 people come through there over the last 9 years.
That's rewarding. You know, you make me think of the joy of service, you see. You know, and I think that's why people are healthier and have happier lives, because there's some joy from giving.
Yes.
And it comes back to you, too. Tell me this. What is a favorite Bible verse that you can share with our listeners and tell us why it's a favorite of yours?
Well, my favorite Bible verse, I call it my life verse right now. I've had a couple of these, and one that I've held on to for a few years is Galatians 2:20.
Okay.
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
Fantastic.
What that means for me, there's some real meaning in that, because basically what that means to me is to set aside the old self, a variety of New Testament terms, die to yourself, take up your cross daily, things like that. But to set aside the old self and allow God to live fully in you. Mm-hmm. That means yielding, submitting, obeying, things like that, and listening to God. So for me, it means getting into good conversations with God, listening, having a real sense of his direction and advice, and then letting him live fully in me and through me.
So you're developing a strong relationship with God.
And, amen.
And you know, I often say on this show, faith in God and fear cannot coexist.
Absolutely.
If you really have faith, you don't have to be worried. He handles our troubles, our worries. He says if birds he can feed them, what more will he be doing for his children, you know?
The most common phrase in the Bible is do not be afraid, do not be afraid, do not be afraid. He doesn't want us to be afraid. No, he always says he's with us. And no matter what circumstances we go through,
we can encounter
any circumstance.
And he's with us.
Absolutely.
Amen. All right. Well, how about our listeners contact you to learn more about Next Step Career Management, as well as maybe to get involved with the Career Decisions Program at St. Luke's United Methodist Church?
Well, contact me. I have a website,
The
www.nextcareerstep.com.
Nextcareerstep.com. Okay.
And so finding out something about the services that I offer professionally is on that website.
Okay.
Contact information, things like that, so people can call me. I do have so-called free consultation appointments with people who want to talk about services and coaching and things like that. And that gives me a chance to guide them either into one of the many services that I offer in my professional side.
Oh, absolutely.
Or maybe direct them to the ministry side at St. Luke's United Methodist Church.
Well, you have to make money in order to help people, you know.
Absolutely.
All right.
My goal is not only to help people stay in business, so I can do this for years to come.
Absolutely. Well, you look like you really enjoy it, and it sounds like this is really a blessing to you.
I do.
And using your gifts and talents to help others. I love it, to help others find a better career or to enjoy the career they're with, and to understand that they're probably working for the Lord would be the best way to do it rather than...
You know, Ken, what I see people when they discover their gifts and they really understand how to use them and they really get beyond the barriers of the fear factor, so to speak, I see joy come up in them. I see things that they love to do that they never considered they could do in a job. And when they can actually work that into a job and be productive and give that value and have a real fulfillment in their own lives for the work that they do, that brings joy to them. And frankly, that brings a great deal of joy to me to see that happen.
And next step is nextcareerstep.com.
NextCareerStep.com is the website.
Well, thank you, Bill Proctor, for being on. I got to make some quick announcements real quickly here. Our sponsor, GoGo Business Communications, has intelligent marketing for a digital world. Just go to gogo-biz.com. 41st Year Media is a web design and online marketing firm providing its clients with a comprehensive strategy for web design and online marketing with a plan for every budget. So if you're a small business owner or even a startup, a church, or ministry, contact right now the Christ-inspired, biblically-led, client-focused, high-tech enthusiast, Robert Taylor. He's the owner of 41st Year Media. That's 41styear.com or call 713-570-6933. Again, 713-570-6933. Another sponsor, Chic Interiors, is a full-service interior design firm specializing in the design of draperies, bedding, kitchen, space planning, bathroom furniture selection and layout. Just contact chicinteriors.us and meet the super sharp, highly creative, goal-oriented, God-led and inspired, exceptional, hands-on service provider, Renee Gilbert, president of Chic Interiors. Again, contact the excellent full-service interior design firm, Chic Interiors, by directly emailing the president, R-A-N-E-E, that's Renee, at Chic, chicinteriors.us. Renee at chicinteriors.us. Christian Arts and Entertainment Group has a holiday spectacular to be held December 1st, 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Venue at the Council at 303 Jackson Hill Street here in Houston, 77077. General admission is only $15. Vendor tables has an early day special for $50. If you wait too long, however, it'll cost you $75 for a vendor booth or vendor table. Entertainment provided by national recording artist Soul Fruit, and it's co-hosted by Lyra Shell Smith of the TCR Network and poet and entertainer Baritone. Just call 713-252-1448, 713-252-1448. Listen to Tough Talk Radio Network Monday through Friday. Just go to toughtalkradionetwork.com. If you want to be a guest on these shows, just contact Tony at toughtalkradionetwork.com. Or if you want to host your own Blog Talk Radio show, just mention yours truly, Ken P. Marsh, when you contact Tony at toughtalkradionetwork.com. There are new peer advisory B2B referral sharing groups forming at houstonbusinessexecutives.com, new groups business to consumer at houstonlead.com, inhouston-ning.com has some great places to network. Join us again tomorrow, as well as Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at 100.7 FM, The Word, KKHT. I'd like to thank our producer, Terry Cannon. I'd like to thank Bill Proctor, career life coach. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed evening.